So we have our time to adjourn 2 o'clock. So the plan is to go directly into the delegates assembly and dispense with, you know, the bylaws issue that's on our plate right now. So everyone should have a copy of the bylaws in the email, the new bylaws amendment suggestion, in their email from Janine this morning at 10:21. You can go ahead and take a look at that. We do have to do a formal convening of the delegates assembly. So we're going to go through roll call and et cetera again right now, and as we enter into the delegates assembly. 10 minutes for that, 20 minutes to discuss the bylaws amendments, 10 minutes for our first public comment, which will be incorporated in the delegates assembly so that the public can comment on the bylaws amendment. And then the last thing we'll do is close our discussion and vote. So let's try to stick to the times allocated that we have for this so we can get through it quickly and we can give the public, you know, reliable opportunity to participate.
So, yeah, Adam, question.
Adam, Mr. Reyes?
Yes, Janine, can you please send me that 1021 email to my L. Reyes address, please?
Okay, I believe I did. Let me just make sure it went out of my outbox.
Madam Chair?
Lawrence, I can copy you that.
Great, thank you.
This is Lydia, and I didn't receive it either. If you could please send it to me.
Michael, does this back?
Okay, I have Ms. DeSoto and then Mr. Novick.
And thank you.
Okay, I hear you, Ms. Aaron.
Madam Chair, just housekeeping. Can you let everyone know how to mute and unmute themselves?
I mean, because we're on a conference call, it should simply be the mute button on your cell phone, or what is it if you're on a landline? Star something?
Star six and star six again.
Okay. So there you go. If you're having trouble muting and unmuting yourself, just let us know and, you know, someone will help you figure it out. Thank you, Bella. Mr. Novick?
Yeah, we had said on, I think, the governance call, we were going to try to arrange to provide people with information about how to request the stack in Maestro by pressing buttons on their phone instead of having to call out Mr. Beek. Particularly requested that because he felt that he was interrupting people and not being very polite when asking for recognition. So if we don't do that for this meeting, please arrange to do it for the next. It's a relatively simple matter to set up Maestro conference so that you can just hit a button on your phone and the person monitoring the call knows you want to speak.
Okay, Mr. Blair, thank you, Michael. Mr. Blair, do you know how to utilize that tool? Is that something we can easily incorporate right now?
Actually, I don't know what the key sequence is on your phone to do that.
Star 9. Star
I still,
9.
I still, Michael,
not for Maestro.
Okay, yeah. Let's stop the crosstalk and let Fred speak. Go ahead,
Sir, would like to be.
And Lawrence, the dispatcher.
I just got into the meeting, so I just want to be recognized that I am attending the meeting.
Okay, thank you, and sorry for the trouble, Mansoor.
It's okay. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Blair. Go ahead and finish your thought about Maestro.
Yeah, I don't know what the key sequence is for Maestro. I'm sorry, I haven't followed up on that. But evidently there is a key sequence on your phone that will raise the hand, but I don't know it.
Okay, let's see if we can figure that out for next time. Yes, I hear you, Lawrence. First is Ms. Aaron.
Yes, I'd like to make a suggestion. When you're sending out the agenda to people who request it, Janine, if you can please change the wording in the subject line, because what happens is it winds up on an email chain, like of 16, you know, emails, and we have to go and fish for it somewhere in the middle of the chain. So if you send out an agenda once and you send out an updated agenda, it's hard to find, but you can rectify that by just simply changing the wording of the subject line. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, I was, I'm only trying to keep, like, everything in one place, too. You know, if there's been excused absences or whatever, I'm just trying to keep it within the date of that original agenda. But I can do whatever is, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you for the suggestion. That might be helpful for some people.
Whatever works.
Yeah. Okay, Mr.
Okay,
Reyes.
Michael, maybe we'll be back again.
Okay,
yeah,
Reyes.
So, Chair, that sequence that Mr. Novick is recommending at this point, I think it's a mute issue. I think we're going to have to call out for the stack because none of us have been trained as how to use that feature. And the second thing is I still have not yet received the 1021 email. From either Fred or Janine. My LRA is at blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I've emailed it twice. Maybe it's just a matter of the connectivity or, it's gone out of my outbox twice. So let's text and maybe that's another way I can get it to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and move on from this and convene the delegates assembly. So, Janine, Madam Secretary.
Can I get the stack again?
Well,
it's a different point.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask for Mr. Lawrence.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
There was an email from John Gary asking to be informed of the login when public comment is accepted. So I'm wondering if we could just announce that online at that time. I assume he's listening on the stream.
You want to announce public comment when it's time for public comment, or
announce the access code so that people can dial in?
Got it. Okay. When we get to that, I was planning to ask Fred, like, what is, how do we make sure that we're hearing the public? Is that do they need an access code?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Hang on.
Oh, Madam Chair.
Michael, do they need an access code?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a public comment access code, but I don't know what it is, so I think we should announce it over the stream when the time comes.
Okay, thank you. Do we need to continue with this discussion, or can we move on?
Madam Chair,
I'm missing the stack. I just have one friendly suggestion. I noticed that it took about almost 15 to 20 minutes to deal with the technical issues of Maestro. I'm relatively new to this application, but just maybe suggesting maybe the next month, if, as the board, if we log on a little bit early, maybe 15 to 20 minutes early, not starting the meeting before, but that way we could address these technical issues beforehand so that it won't cut into the actual meeting time.
I agree. I was thinking about it the other way, which is, start the agenda a little bit later with the understanding that there's always technical issues. But, we can't force it, but we can encourage people to get on early in order to deal with those. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Okay, last thing, Ms. DeSoto, and then we have to move on.
Madam Chair, it was posted this morning at KPFTX. I sent it out to various people, and the number to call is the same as we are calling, and the PIN code is 674514. 674514. That is the public comment number, PIN number.
Thank you. And we'll repeat it when the time comes. Thank you, Ms. DeSoto. Okay. Okay. Can we, Madam Secretary, can you please take us through what will hopefully be a quick roll call for the Delegates Assembly meeting?
Okay, great. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
And Aaron present. Michael Adler?
Present.
Michael Adler present. Alan Peake? Alan B. I believe he's present.
He might be muted.
Fred Blair. Fred Blair. Okay, Sandy Childs.
Here.
Sandy Childs present. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Bella DeSoto present. Jan Goodman.
Here.
Jan Goodman present. Beth Van Guten.
Present.
Beth Van Guten present. Eric C. Jacobson.
Present.
Eric C. Jacobson present. Avelia Jones.
Present.
Avelia Jones present. Ali Lexa. He may have gotten off by now.
Present. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Barbara Marbach.
Okay.
Present.
Barbara Marbach present. Michelle Manos.
Present.
Michelle Manos present. Michael Novick.
Present.
Michael Novick present. James Osborne.
Present.
James Osborne present. Lydia Ponce.
Present.
Lydia Ponce present. Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes present. Paul Roberson.
Present.
Paul Roberson present. Munster Sabah. Derek is still on. Munster Sabah. Okay, Oscar Uyaw.
Present.
Oscar Uyaw present. Polina Vasilyev.
Present.
Polina Vasilyev present. Harvey Rosterman.
There's so much noise.
Present. I'm present.
Harvey Rosterman present. Kiana Williams.
Who is making all that noise?
Yep.
Kiana Williams is, sorry, excused absent. And I don't believe Anyel Fields is someone to call for the assembly. Am I correct?
Janine, did you call Fred? Fred Blair?
I did. Yeah, I was going to go back for Alan Beek and Fred Blair. Fred Blair present. Alan Beek. Okay, he was on, and now he's off. I don't know whether we can, you know.
I don't think we can mark him present for this if he's not responding, but hopefully he'll pop in and let us know that he's here at some point.
Could you see if Alan's... I unmuted a couple of the public. Let's see if Alan was one of those.
Okay, Munster Sabah. Okay, so we have two people missing that were previously on the call. So we have 21.
Okay, well, we'll continue. And perhaps, Jan, if you want to text Mansoor and just have him indicate that he's here. And if we're working with to get Alan back on, then we'll move on since we have quorum. Thank you. Is there anyone else we need to call, Madam Secretary? That's it.
No, I'm just wondering who is calling Alan B.
Oh, I thought Fred was trying to get Alan on.
Okay.
On the call. Can you
hear me? Hi, Alan. Hi, Mr. Beek. Yes, we hear you. Great. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know you're here. Okay. So the proposed agenda is essentially we didn't do a separate agenda for the bylaws for the delegates assembly, but we have here on the agenda itself sections 2B, 2C, and 2D. So we intend to spend an initial 20 minutes hearing pros and cons regarding the bylaws amendment that's before us. We'll take public comment after we hear the pros and cons for 10 minutes, and then we will do a closing discussion and take a vote. And that will take about 15 minutes. And so that's the agenda. So do we have any objections to approving this agenda?
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Ms. Goodman. And if folks can mute, please mute. Someone's breathing into their phone. Just mute when you're not speaking. Go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
I would propose that since number one and number two, I believe, are quite uncontroversial, and number three probably is controversial. I know it's controversial. That and since Ali Lexa has to leave, that we take number three first, we go the pro, the con, and then take a vote, or allow Mr. Lexa to just vote and leave. You know, I'm sure he's read it, and there's been a lot of discussion about it on the, you know, internet, and we allow him to vote and leave since he has a funeral, and this is the second funeral he's had to go to, so I'm sure it's very difficult for him. If we could provide that for him, I'm sure it would be very appreciated.
The question is about changing the order of the agenda, or the question is about ensuring that Mr. Lexa will have an opportunity to vote?
I second
the motion.
If we give him the opportunity to vote, then we don't have to change the agenda. And since he's
okay
here and he can vote and we know what all three are, I don't see any reason that he should not be able to vote now.
Yeah, this is on to the back.
Mr. Aaron, I did hear you, but I don't know that Jan stated a motion. I think we're trying to figure out. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out right now if there's a motion or not. Because if it's just
okay,
about,
so I make a motion that we allow Ali Lexa to vote before we have the discussion, so he can go to the funeral, and we can.
As long as to the fact, Chair.
Yes, I hear you, Mr. Reyes, and you did ask to be heard before the motion was on the floor. So go ahead briefly.
Yeah, I don't object to Jan's recommendation that we allow Ms. Aletta, you know, his grieving right now of a loss, and that we adopted the special request to go to amendment number three and have an up and down vote, have a discussion, and then an up and down vote. Thank you.
Okay. I mean, I'm trying to figure out if there's a reason why we can't just accept Mr. Lexa's vote, you know, via a brief callback or a text message when we get to it. Do we
I
need
agree.
To change the order of operations?
Chair, I have a point of order. That would set precedent, and I think the easiest route to take of least resistance is to adapt Jan's recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Okay. Are there any objections? So, Jan, I'm sorry, briefly, just very succinctly in a sentence or two, state your motion.
That we allow Ali Lexa to vote on all three bylaws at this time while he's still on the phone and still on the call.
Second.
Okay. And I've never facilitated an individual vote when roll call is the tool we're supposed to use. So, what is the process for accepting his votes ahead of time?
Just say, you know, I mean, he could say bylaw one, yes, bylaw two, no, bylaw three, yes, or whatever it is that he wants to do.
That I would object to, Chair.
Yeah,
I would object to.
Mr. Reyes, you support the idea, but not that process. What's the process?
No, I don't support that process at all. It sets precedent. It's like a proxy vote. And so I think what I would suggest is that we go to bylaw amendment three, have a discussion, and then since that is the concern of Jan Goodman, that we vote on three, then we do that, have a discussion, and then Mr. Lesser can have his vote.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so basically we would vote. So I just want to make this clear. That would involve us voting on bylaw amendment three, the more controversial one, before hearing from the public in order to accommodate Mr. Lexa.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, because the discussion on the bylaws.
Hang on, Ms. DeSoto.
Because the discussion, at least from my, what it looks like is that the agenda has the us voting on the bylaws before public comment anyway.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, yes. Well, before public comment, because yes, to accommodate him.
Excuse me.
Because otherwise, we won't get to vote at all.
This is China. Point of order.
Okay, hold the crosstalk. Okay. Ms. DeSoto, I do hear you. I do hear everyone trying to jump in. I'm going to defer to Mr. Lexa right now because we're talking about him and he hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead, Mr. Lexa.
Yeah. First of all, I want to thank everyone for trying to facilitate me in this situation, and I do appreciate it. And I'm going to have to jump off in about 2 minutes, so I don't want you guys to waste a lot of time arguing about me when I'm probably not even going to be here by the time you get to this. So if there's another way to do this, I'm willing to work with you all, but I really have to get going. I don't want to be late for this.
Thank you for that. Here's what I'd like to offer. It's possible, Mr. Lexa, Ms. Goodman or someone can send you a text message when we're about to take the vote. If you wanted to, you could briefly jump back on just to vote.
Okay, that's great. Let's do that, and I'll let you guys get back to your business.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Lexa, and again, sorry for your loss.
I appreciate that. Bye-bye.
Go ahead, Ms. DeSoto.
Well, Ali Mexa has just left us, and this is precisely what Mr. Director Lawrence Reyes objected to, which I also object to, because it will begin a precedent, and that is not good.
So here's what's actually
happening. We cannot hold the process.
Ms. DeSoto,
we simply
please.
Cannot hold the process.
Bella,
for one
please.
Bella, you're way too loud. Oh my God.
Bella, we're gonna end up muting you again if you do that again. Please. Okay, let's not go down that road. Here's what's happening. Mr. Lexa was present for the delegates assembly roll call. He is stepping out of the meeting. It is reasonable to alert him to return to the meeting when the vote is being called. He was present for the roll call, so he is technically present for the meeting. All right, so it's not a situation where he's texting his vote in, and it's not a situation where we're making a special accommodation. If we were at the Peace Center, it would be as if he stepped out to use the bathroom or take a phone call. Right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes?
Yeah, so what's in order now is to start from the first bylaw all the way to the third. Since Ali Lessa is no longer on the floor.
Right, exactly. So we're going to stick to the agenda as is, as long as, you know, if Ms. Goodman is withdrawing her motion to accommodate Mr. Lexa, since Mr. Lexa is gone anyway. So are we okay?
Yes.
Are we okay sticking to the agenda as is?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the
discussion. Mr. Lexa, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Every board member's voice matters. Okay, so that's done. The excused absences, I think we have everyone. We have Mr. Beek. We have Mansoor. Does anybody object to excusing Ms. Kiana Williams from this as well, with her excused absence from the general meeting?
I object. Bella again.
Thank you. Your objection is noted. If there are no others, then we will move on. Thank you. Okay, time set to adjourn. We have 45 minutes set aside for the discussion, public comment, and vote. And so from now, that would be, oh goodness, here we go with my time and my math again. 12:09. Does anybody object to a time to adjourn from the delegates assembly of 12:09? Okay. Seeing none, we will go ahead and move into our agenda. So for the bylaws amendment discussion, what I'd like to hear is you know, 3 to 4 minutes from each side, and then we can take a stack and have a discussion. That's the way I would like to do it. Does anybody have a differing, you know, suggestion for this 20-minute portion?
Madam Chair, Bella.
Ms. DeSoto.
It would be a good idea for Grace Aaron to give a rundown on the particular agenda item that we are going to be dealing with, meaning number one amendment, for the public's interest and everyone's interest, before we convene to vote.
I was thinking that Grace would probably give the pro on why these amendments are needed. And then we would hear from someone who objects to the amendments, and we could just, you know, have a discussion that way. Mr. Reyes and then Mr. Novick.
I'd like to be on the stack as a pro.
Okay. Mr. Novick?
Yeah, I just want to remind people that the amendments have been posted on Pacifica.org. for over a month, and if people want to know what each one is, they can look at it online.
Thank you. Appended to the agenda too, Michael.
And Chair, may I be...
Ms. Goodman, yeah.
Yes, I just resent to the LSB the amendments just so they have them handy, just in case they needed them, so they can find them right at the top of their email.
Yeah, I was speaking to that people who may be listening on the stream.
Okay, so...
Jim to the stack, please.
Okay, we're not technically taking stack, but because we haven't heard from you yet, Jim, hi, good morning, and go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think we have a good idea on the floor. There might not be anyone to speak for the opposition to... one and two. So may I encourage the chairperson to see if there is anyone who is even going to speak in opposition to one or two before we enter into an extended debate about it?
Sure. I wasn't really expecting an extended debate for one and two. And so let's move into the section. And I believe that we will probably dispense with one and two without much fanfare, and we can, you know, engage in the meat of number three. So, Ms. Aaron, and I apologize, I meant to call you, Grace, before the meeting, but I just want to make sure you're okay with taking us through one, two, and three, and then if you'd like, you can speak on your position for pro, or you can defer to someone else if you prefer. Grace?
Yeah, I'm prepared to speak pro if Grace is not
phone,
available.
Ken.
Well, thank you, Mr. Reyes.
1 second. I'm on Ken's line now. Can you hear me?
You're
yeah.
Sound far away. Can you test again, Grace? Okay, if we don't have Grace, then I'm happy to have...
Here, I'm muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much, much better.
Okay, I'm sorry. My landline went dead.
No problem. Are you comfortable taking us through the three, and then we can talk about number three, and if you'd like, you can speak on your position, or you can defer to someone else. That's up to you.
Chair,
okay. Yes.
Point of
I'm
information,
comfortable.
Chair. This is Lawrence.
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
I would prefer mm-hmm. that we go one by one instead of doing all three in batch, because all three require a different perspective, and people need to know the history of these amendments.
I second that. My plan is to have Grace take us through the three, and then we'll go one by one with discussion. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Aaron, and thank you for your time and willingness to take us through this part.
Okay, thank you. First of all, I'd like to impress this body with the fact that these bylaw amendments need to pass, need to be approved with 13 votes that is required in the bylaws, 13 votes, which is a majority of the entire complement of this body, have to vote yes on each one of these bylaws for them to be approved. WPSW and WBAI already approved all of them. The other stations, KPFA only approved one, the Inc. one, and disapproved the other two. I don't know about KPFT. I don't know if they voted yet. So that's the first thing to know. A yes vote, if you want any bylaws to pass, you need to vote yes. So the next thing is the first two bylaws amendments go together. The reason they're in this is that KPFA was delinquent on their property taxes for about 8 years, 6 to 8 years. They owe about $450,000 in property taxes. We hope that we can get most of that forgiven because we're a nonprofit. However, the Board of Equalization, the basically the Alameda County Tax listen to us at all until our name, the Pacifica Foundation, Inc., is consistent on our bylaws and our articles of incorporation. Right now, the bylaws say Pacifica Foundation. The Articles of Incorporation say Pacifica Foundation, Inc. So that's why we're putting the Inc. in this one bylaws amendment. Also, we hired a lawyer to take the KPFA building off the auction block. It was actually, there was a date for that building to be auctioned to make up for that $450,000 in tax arrears. So that lawyer said we may need to have a new bylaw to a bylaws amendment to make it easier to change the name because it says that changing a bylaw we need to have an article of incorporation change in order to fix the mess. So that would take a bylaws amendment, probably a membership vote. And every day that we delay, penalties are being added to our $450,000 tax bill. So that's why the other second bylaws amendment is regarding the increasing the number of potential bylaws amendments period and making the bylaws amendment process a little shorter and easier. So that's the first two bylaws amendments. The third one is when the bylaws were originally written, if a member wanted, California law says that every member has the right to communicate with every other member. It's assumed by that law that the member would be given access through a proxy or whatever to all the addresses, the street addresses of every other member so they could write them a letter. And no, that was before it was used. So since that time, we've been using emails. And so at that time, the 1% threshold, this third bylaws amendment is to increase the threshold for a petition-originated membership bylaws amendment for 1% of the membership to 5%. Because it only takes 400 members to sign on to a bylaws amendment to have a bylaws amendment process start. The last bylaws amendment process that started cost about $150,000. With email petition gathering, it's really easy to get 400 signatures. So it opens the door to all kinds of frivolous bylaws amendments. potentially. So, Grace, so that's why the threshold.
Just the facts at the moment, and then
okay.
And
so
then we'll
okay,
get into position.
Anyway, this was simply raised for a petition bylaws amendment process. From 1% signing on to a bylaws amendment, 1% of the membership. So at currently the membership is about, let's say, 45,000 members. So it would raise the bar from 450 members signing a petition for a bylaws amendment to about 2,500, something like that, 2,200 members signing a petition requesting a bylaws amendment.
Okay.
Sorry for the editorializing.
No, that's okay. It happens naturally, and appreciate you giving us the summary and taking my suggestion. Okay, so I want to open it up good point. I forget who stated it, but is there anyone who is going to speak against 1 and 2? Or, you know, can
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to add.
Yes, okay. How long do you need, Mr. Reyes?
I think I need 90 seconds.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. So I'm in support of these bylaws amendments. One is because the Board of Equalization, as Grace stated, has our feet to the fire, and we're in danger of having the KPFA building auctioned off if we don't get the waiver from the Board of Equalization as a nonprofit to waive the back taxes. That's one. And I think that history needs to be told, and I appreciate Grace going through that rendition of the history. And then the one that some think is controversial, which I don't, in regards to the threshold, when this bylaw amendment came up, I was more in favor of a 10% threshold for a bylaw amendments, just like we do during the election, requiring a 10% threshold criteria in order to certify our election and have a vote count. The fact is that the people who are against this amendment are saying that 1% is good because what they're turning their attention to right now is to have a bylaw referendum in regards to proportional representation. So what that means is that stations that are bigger will get it's actually the referendum that they put forward before. It's just coming back to just state that only to reduce the amount of representation. And if you have a station with more members, then those members get an increase in representation as opposed to a station like KPFT who meets on Wednesday to vote on these amendments. They're small, and the other stations like, if you could just give me 15 more seconds. In other words, it costs the foundation $150,000 to defend the referendum. And this is not including legal fees that we still have not gotten back. So I would encourage my colleagues to vote yes on the threshold referendum, which is the last one, which is number 3. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Okay, so Mr. Roberson, are you with us?
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, hang on. Let's not do stack just yet because I'm going to ask Vice Chair to help me with that. Mr. Roberson, are you on the call? Is there anyone here that would like to volunteer to keep track of the stack?
I will, Chair. This is not. I'll volunteer.
Okay. Thank you. So not quite yet because I want to ask the question that I started to ask earlier, which is there anybody that has any fundamental objections to 1 and 2? Do we need to have a discussion on 1 and 2, or can we dedicate the bulk of the discussion time to number 3? Okay, so when it comes time, we will, of course, have a vote on 1 and 2, but we're going to dedicate the bulk of the discussion to number 3. So that took us about 10 minutes. So we have 10 minutes to do a stack, and then we'll do the public comment portion, and then we'll come back and close our discussion and vote. So I heard Ms. Goodman. Who else would like to be on the stack for the discussion for the next 10 minutes?
Jim Osborne.
Okay, Mr. Osborne, and who else was that?
Eric Jacobson, thank you.
Mr. Jacobson, anyone else for the stack?
Chair, this is Paulina. Rather than be on the stack, I actually have a request for information regarding number 3. Whenever that's appropriate. I'm just wondering whether whoever is going to speak for or against number 3 could explain to us whether, if approved by 3 of the 5 stations, this amendment would actually trigger necessarily a membership, a vote of the membership. That's the only concern I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Vasiliev. Ms. Aaron, since you didn't get to state your position fully, do you want to be on the stack?
Yes, I would like to be on the stack.
Okay.
You can just put me toward the end since I already explained the amendments.
Okay. Anyone else for the stack?
Chair, so I'd like to be put at the end of the stack too, Lauren. So now we have Jan, Jim, Eric, Grace, and myself.
Okay, let's do 90 seconds, and go ahead, Ms. Goodman.
Yes, I would like to address number 3. As Mr. Reyes said, it takes 10% of the body to to vote, to have to have our elections. And to ask, and we have a very difficult time getting quorum, and that's when you have an election supervisor beating the bushes and you have, people haranguing people to vote on the air. So half of that, 5%, is a very large number, and to ask to get petition signatures. So I think 1% might be low. Maybe 3% would be reasonable, but to lift it up to 5% is very undemocratic. I don't think that there is almost anyone who thinks that our bylaws are great. Almost everyone thinks that we have to have amendments, and to require us to have a 5% threshold is very anti-democratic, and it also means that the bylaws are not going to be significantly changed, whether it's today, next week, a week from Tuesday, 5 years from now. And I have spoken to many of the drafters of our present bylaws, and so far, without exception, they all believe that our bylaws are flawed and need to be revised. And for us to basically make it almost impossible for them to be revised by lifting up the threshold to 5%, is very undemocratic.
That's time.
And I will. Okay.
Just
as a matter of interest, KPFT has not voted yet, and they don't even have a vote scheduled. I mean, LSB meeting scheduled this month. So, just passing on that information to everybody. Thank you.
Can I add to the staff?
Who?
I haven't spoken yet on this issue.
Ken Aaron.
Ken. Okay. Okay, so I got Chair, I got Jim.
Hold on. I'm listening to Mr. Reyes. Hold on.
Okay, I got Mr. Osborne Ness, Eric Jacobson, Ken, and Bella, Grace, and myself.
Okay.
Alan would like to be on the stack.
Okay, and Alan will be after Bella because he hasn't spoken.
Okay, and then we'll close the stack for this portion, and you know we'll take another stack if we need to when we go back into the discussion. So Mr. Beek will be.
This is Danielle.
Oh, hi Danielle, how are you?
I'm good. I'll wait till you guys are done with your stack.
Okay.
Welcome, Danielle.
Okay, so did okay, well I'll ask that later. Let's keep going with the stack.
Ready? Chair, did you recognize me?
Yes, Mr. Reyes is helping me facilitate the stack. Go ahead,
Jim, you're recognized, Jim. I'm sorry, Chair.
Thank you. So just by way of historical analogy, you know, the right for the Equal Rights Amendment for women still hasn't passed. Is still not the law of this country. And that's because we can't essentially pass it given the roadblocks that we face as a nation. So I agree with those people who, you know, see the importance of keeping bylaws and revision of bylaws as an important historical need, both in this committee and nationally. I don't have any expertise. I don't know where the right number is, whether it's 1, 3, or 5. But I do believe that we should keep the Pacifica, the democracy alive and make it relatively easy for people to vote. I don't think that the money that Mr. Reyes indicated was really spent on the vote. I think it's spent on lawyers. Lawrence can correct me when he speaks later, but it's not the money that's spent on lawsuits that should be counted. It's the money that we would need to spend as an organization to poll our members. And I think that should be a reasonable number given, you know, the advances that we've all made as a country in being able to collect votes electronically. So I do agree with Jan that I think 5% is high. And I think we should carefully consider whether or not we want to jump from 1 to 5 at this time. I yield the balance of my time back. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Everett Jacobson, Chair.
Mr. Jacobson.
Thank you. I'd like to point out a few things. One, that the member-initiated bylaws amendment process is not the only one. We have our own current governance procedures that resulted in these proposed bylaws amendments. And it worked pretty smoothly to get these to us today. And I believe it was routed, Grace, correct me if I'm wrong, but at some point the PNB Governance Committee debated and approved these amendments, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I actually listened to that PNB Governance Committee meeting when it was debated, and it was a healthy debate, as I recall. So if the issue now is, you know, that maybe it would have been better if the Governance Committee had, you know, considered a reduction from 5 to 3 and chosen 3, there's no reason in the world why a member of the PNB Governance Committee couldn't, at the next meeting even, propose to go from 5 to 3. And, you know, it could very well pass. I don't know. I'd have to think about the merits. There may be some merit in 5 being too high. It's not inconceivable to me, but I'd like to hear the arguments and so on. 5 seems reasonable. And I don't see any imperative to take it you know, to have it stay at 1.
That's time.
May I have an extra 30 seconds?
Less than that would be great, but finish your thought.
The basic reason why we're here is that we are worried that 1% will subject us to multiple member petitions. It's better also to consider Jan's idea of a comprehensive bylaws reform through the current governance structure, through the governance committee of the PNB. Let the system work for a while. We've just had a traumatic bylaws amendment experience. We don't need another one anytime soon. Let's try to change the bylaws through normal channels that we have. We have a lot
Thank
of reasonable
you.
People on the PMB. Let's use their goodwill. They're getting along much better than historically. Let's use the process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair, Mr. Aaron.
Ken Aaron, 90 seconds.
Yeah, facts. There are people sitting on the PNB and on the LSB who were advocates or contributors to the last referendum to eliminate the democratic process of electing PNB members and LSB members. They just wanted to savagely destroy it. The cost of that, handling that referendum, was $104,000 in operational fees and another $50,000 in legal fees. So just take cognizance of that when people state their position. As far as I'm concerned, representative democracy lies between dictatorship and anarchy. That's what it is. It's a compromise. If this referendum doesn't pass, if this bylaws doesn't pass, raising it from 1 to 5, which is just a realistic reaction to the change in technology going from mail to email, then whatever, if they leave it at 1%, whatever changes are made are going to be subject to a referendum once a month. Because getting 1% of like 4,000 out of 40,000 is not that difficult. Raising the bar is appropriate. It also, there's another button here. The other button is the stations who have a larger listenership are going to be easier for them to get their referendums signed in their areas. So it's giving power to power. It devastates the concept of equality of each of the stations having a seat at the table. So that's all.
Chair, Mr. Soto.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron. Ms. DeSoto?
Thank you. So I agree with Ken Aaron's rendition. And, of course, Eric's. The more the merrier. The reason why we even came at a close call with this recent referendum, bylaws referendum in March, has to reflect the threshold that referendum was pushing for, which was only 1%, neglecting the entire membership or future potential increase, which is why we are all here, to increase our membership exponentially, as we have not been able to do in quite a while. I urge everyone listening in, the public and our colleagues, to please do the right thing and vote yes and stop the impediment from going forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Beek.
Alan Beek?
Yes, thank you. Twice now we have had pirates take over the management of Pacifica and use it for their evil purposes. It should be easy for the listeners to get rid of a corrupt management when it gets in there. So that one side of the balance is we want to make it possible for the listeners to come through with a referendum, and if you make it terribly expensive, they just do it. On the other side, you don't want to allow people to break us by just showering us with a shower of miscellaneous, meaningless amendments that are just silly. So we have to strike a balance, and I think if you made the proponents who are circulating the referendum pay 20% of the cost of the election, that would be a sufficient deterrence to stop the trivial and annoying proposals. So I would support this if it was 20% instead of 100%. I don't think we can amend it at this time, and so I would vote no, because I hope they will come back to us again saying that they'll have to pay 20% of the cost. Thank you.
Request for information.
Chair, Grace Aaron is next on the stack.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's your turn, Grace. So go ahead. I'll give you a few more seconds for your request.
Okay.
Please mute. We're getting a lot of...
Mr. Beek, I believe you're referring to the last bylaws amendment number 4, which did not pass the PNB. I'm sorry, but this is a separate bylaws amendment raising the number of signatures needed from 1% to 5% to initiate a ballot referendum, a bylaws amendment referendum. Okay.
No, I was talking about 3, which changes the price.
Okay, the price, that's no
longer. That's number 4.
That was defeated. I mistakenly sent that out with the other 3 bylaws amendments. That's not being considered. It was voted down by the Pacifica National Board. Okay, now, this bylaws amendment just simply means that any member who wants to, a group of members who wants to have a bylaws referendum petition has to get about 1% of the vote, which is about 450 signatures. I can tell you that as a practical-minded person, what will probably happen. It's pretty easy with petition signature email lists and petition software to get 450 petition signatures. So let's say Stephen Colbert puts forward and gets 450 signatures for a bylaws amendment that says we're not allowed to ever hold meetings in Pacifica on Tuesday. Well, 2 days later, Jimmy Kimmel could come up with another bylaws amendment petition and get 450 signatures that says that the Pacifica can never hold meetings on Tuesday. So they could become two in the same bylaws amendment process, two dueling bylaws amendment petitions. This is very likely to happen, or there could be 3 or 4 in the same bylaws period. This will wind up in court. We'll be paying huge amounts when one petition group of petition people say, no, my bylaws amendment came in 2 days earlier. And the other one says, no, it doesn't matter. The bylaws petition period is a month long and will be in court forever. It'll be expensive. Let's raise the number of signatures needed so that any bylaws amendment generated by the membership has sufficient support going into it so that it has chance of being passed.
Time.
The last one failed by 67% no vote.
Briefly, I'm going to ask for Ms. Aaron and Mr. Lawrence, if you could both briefly address Ms. Vasiliev's question regarding whether or not this would trigger a membership vote.
Yes, I can respond to that. Our Pacifica Council advised that it would not, but if this passes and a membership vote is needed, we can have a membership vote on this.
Okay. Thank you. Mr.
Thank you,
Lawrence.
Chair. I'm on the stack now. So democracy in action, for those that say that that this process is undemocratic, we had a 20% quorum met when there was 1% required. So these bylaws have withstood the test of time. And to go back and to have yet another referendum on proportional representation is outrageous. It's undemocratic. The democracy prevailed in the past bylaws referendum by better than 2/3 vote of the membership. So if the bylaws are faulty, and they do need amending, but these bylaws amendments have nothing to do with that. So the whole idea is this. The whole idea is that eventually we need to have a bylaws convention. I have been advocating, and so have others, Bella and Michael, a bylaws convention. And I believe the chair, in the earlier conversation I had with her, also favors a bylaws convention. So we could all be at the table, and we could all be fruitful in regards to engaging in a bylaws amendments process that includes not only all the other speeds, but all the stakeholders, all the listeners in the network. That's what's needed. But so 20% on the average of meeting quorum during this last undemocratic bylaws referendum that was surfaced and is trying to be resurfaced with the quorum of 1%, even 3%, 5%, I believe is fair. I believe this has nothing to do with the Equal Rights Amendment. And as Ken stated, it was over $100,000 that was spent on administrative costs and on getting the vote out and all of, and defending the lawsuits that was put forward by those
time.
People that try to usurp, if I could just have 10 seconds, Chair, for those people that try to usurp the democratic governance process of Pacifica. They did not prevail, and Pacifica did. Thank you.
Thank you. That closes the stack for now, and we're going to move into public comment, and we're going to do that for 10 minutes or until public comment runs out, and then we will come back to this discussion. We'll take a final few minutes of discussion if needed, and we'll move into the vote for all three. Okay.
Please announce the phone number and the code.
Hold on. I hear two people.
Please mute yourself if you're not speaking.
Yeah, I think that's a mute problem.
Please announce the phone number and the code for public comment again on the screen.
Yes, that is the plan. Thank you, Michael. Jan, Ms. Goodman, did you? What were you trying to break in?
Know how long public comment was going to be at this point?
10 minutes for public comment.
Maybe that's me, Alan Beek. I changed phones. I'm on a different number now.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Beek. So, Mr. Blair, can you please announce the phone number and PIN for public comment?
One moment. I'm looking it up. Okay. We have two phone numbers. Either you can use either one.
The phone number and PIN for public comment.
This is the Maestro access phone number, and the PIN number for public comment is 674514, and you can use this PIN number on either phone number. These are both Los Angeles.
Can you announce the phone?
Go
ahead and announce the phone numbers.
Yeah. We have two Los Angeles phone numbers. Maestro has phone numbers on the East Coast, but I'm assuming this is going to be local. The first one is area code 310-409-2027. The second one is area code 323-393-4046. And again, the PIN code for public comment is 674514. And, I've got two people calling in on the public comment line. I'm unmuting one of those. I will unmute the next one after the first one comments. So we have a person on the public comment line. You want to announce yourself, and you have 90 seconds to speak.
This is Kim. Am I that person?
Kim, you are it.
You're audible.
You can hear me.
You don't have to give us your name, but if you want to, that's your choice. Kim, you have the floor.
Thank you. Okay, this is Kim Kaufman. I'm the chair of the Finance Committee. There's been an omission from the agenda. The Finance Committee passed a motion at their last meeting, which somebody said, a member of the Finance Committee said they sent to governance, and it didn't get on the agenda. The motion is the KPFK Finance Committee requests from management a list of all premiums listed by totals from most to least by programmer, program, times each program has run with the fulfillment rate and how much the premiums cost and net loss of profit or profit and loss for the last 3 years. So you need a two-thirds majority to make an agenda change in the middle of a meeting. But I hope when we get to Finance Committee, two things will happen. One, this motion will get added. And two, the Treasurer's report and the Finance Committee and my report will all get combined so we can all just talk about finance in one group. I will send this motion to the Secretary right now, and we'll deal with that later. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Michelle. I'm going to take a bit of discretion as chair for a moment. Kim, I think that you probably, I don't want you to be relegated to public comment to bring something like that up as the chair of the Finance Committee. So perhaps other board members who are on the Finance Committee can help us flag those things ahead of time. Like, for instance, taking a look at the agenda, sending it to you, that kind of thing. I know it must be frustrating to be a chair of a committee.
Yeah, it's okay. Michelle, we can deal with this offline. And
okay.
I tried to get on Governance Friday, and I kept dropping off. So it's also my fault, and we'll do better next time. For today, this is, we'll fix it. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But I appreciate, we'll work it out.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. I am on the Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
I submitted the motion a week ago.
You're right. I remember seeing it. It was an oversight. I just wanted to make sure that Kim has a more direct line.
Yeah, this discussion is not in order, Chair. We are public comment.
You're absolutely correct.
We'll deal with it later. We're fine.
All right. Second.
Since I'm bringing this up before the GM speaks, perhaps he can be aware that this motion is coming down, and perhaps he can address whether he'll be able to do this for
okay,
us.
Okay, thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Reyes is correct, and I apologize. Let us go to the second public comment.
I've unmuted the second public comment. Who's ever on this line, would you want to start speaking? Hello?
What are the last four digits of the phone number?
I'm sorry?
What are the last four digits of the phone number?
I can't read that.
Oh, you can't. Member of the public, are you with us?
Actually, I can read the
Let's
phone
move
number.
On, please.
We've only got two people on the public comment line. On the live stream, I believe we have seven people listening.
What are the last four digits of the phone number?
I'll repeat. Now we have nine listeners on the public stream. I'll repeat the phone number. Hold on.
Just the last four.
The PIN code.
Okay, the PIN code for public comment is 67.
No.
674514.
Okay. And if you can say the last four digits of the public comment person who is waiting but not responding, not the whole phone number, just the last four.
Zero.
Somebody needs to mute.
Well, we just got another public comment call in. Public, would you like to speak? This is the public comment period for the KPFK local station board. You're on the line. Do you want to speak? The last four digits of their phone number is 0709.
Margo Iser wanted to speak.
Hello?
Okay, if no one is responding, then.
Hello?
I'll move on.
Hello?
Hello. Is that me?
That's you.
0709?
Yes, that is me.
Okay. Great. You have 90 seconds.
Sure. This is Andrew Weiss, longtime member supporter. Is this open to open comments or just to what was being discussed before?
anything
it's
you want to talk
to
about.
It's open public comment, but yeah, go ahead.
Yes, not related to what was being discussed before. I just joined the call. But I, in general, would like to make the comment to anyone in KPFK community that I think, if it's not already happening, we as members and need and would benefit from a regular report to the listener from the management and from the staff and from the board members. And we can do it electronically very easily. I think we should have a regular schedule, at least once a month, report to the listener, discussion with the listeners with open phone lines. I think during times when other general managers have done that on a regular basis, we have thrived. And I think as a listener sponsor who puts money into the station each month, I would like to address the management where my money is going and have my comments be heard and have discussions with other members and hear from other staff members as well as management in each of the departments and hear from and discuss, have comments with each of the board members. We could all, they could all rotate through. The staff can all rotate through these regular calls and discussions on air. And if we did it weekly, even half hour a week, we could get everybody in. Thank you for hearing me out.
Thank you for your comment. Are there any other public comment people waiting?
Only Kim.
Okay, we'll come back. We have two more public comments. Let us continue with our agenda. So we have 15 more minutes for closing discussion and vote. We should save. We have to do three votes. They take 2 to 3 minutes each, so we should save about 7 minutes for the vote at the end, which means we can do about 8 more minutes of discussion if we need to. So, Mr. Reyes, can you still help maintain the stack?
Is Barbara on the stack?
Hang on one second.
Yes, Jack, I help.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Okay,
Barbara.
So anyone else for the stack right now?
Beth to the stack.
Beth.
Michael to the stack.
Michael.
Jan to the stack.
Jan.
Eric to the stack.
Paulina to the stack. I haven't spoken.
Paulina. So, Chair, in the spirit of those who haven't spoken, I'm going to go with Barbara, Beth, Paulina, Michael. I mean, Barbara, Beth, Michael, Paulina. And then I have Eric and Jan. I mean, I have Jan and Eric.
Okay. I'm okay with that. And let's just hold right now because that will probably take us through our 8 minutes. Let's go ahead. Who's first?
Barbara Mulbach. Hi, Barbara.
Thank you. By the way, Michelle, I think you're doing a great job. I just wanted
to move forward that we
go ahead and vote. Now, rather than discussion, I think we've discussed it enough. My concern is I need to leave this call at 12:30. So I wanted to see if anyone else felt the same way. I yield my.
My phone is dying too, Mansoor. So I need to vote.
Okay.
So is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second? So Mansoor, are you second?
I'll second it.
Yes.
The motion to call the vote?
Okay. Yeah, but my phone is going to die in about 5 minutes from now, so I want to cast my vote before it dies.
Okay.
Chair, point of order, Lawrence.
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
I believe this requires a two-thirds vote, not a simple majority, because it changes the agenda.
That's correct.
And I prefer to exhaust the stack before we go to a vote.
Okay, so
I'm willing to forego my comment in order to go. I think people pretty much, I bet, know what they're
doing. Well, I think we have a motion and a second and an objection. So we need to vote on whether to call the vote, which, you know, you guys know I love this kind of red tape. but
Michelle, this is Grace.
Closing debate takes a two-thirds vote.
Now, okay. The vote's been called, Grace. The motion was to call the vote.
That requires a two-thirds
vote. A motion to close debate takes a two-thirds vote.
That's correct.
Per Robert's rules.
Okay. Madam Secretary, are you with us? Janine?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So we need to do a roll call vote on whether to close debate and go right into the vote. So a yes vote means we are going to end the stack and go right into the vote, and we'll take the three votes back to back. We'll take all the three votes. And then a no vote means that we'll go back to the stack and dispense with the stack that we have in place and then vote.
Madam Chair, can Fred be recognized?
Briefly, Mr. Blair.
You could ask if there's any objection to going to a vote directly.
There is. We had an objection. Okay. So go ahead, Madam Secretary.
Grace Aaron?
Pass.
Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Michael Adler?
No.
Alan Beek?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
Yes.
Sandy Child?
Yes.
Ella DeSoto?
No.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Bob Van Guten?
No.
No. Eric C. Jacobson?
No.
Claudia Jones?
Yes.
Ali Lexa is not here. Barbara Marbach? I believe Barbara.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Michael Novick?
No.
James Osborne?
Yes.
Lydia Ponce?
No.
Lauren Graham?
No.
Paul Roberson?
Pass.
Munster Sabah? This is a motion
pass.
To close today.
Pass.
Pass. Oscar Ulloa?
No.
Polina Vasilia?
No.
Harvey Wasserman?
Yes.
Kiana Williams? Is not here. Anyel Fields is not voting. So we have Grace Aaron.
No.
Ken Aaron.
No.
So we have 8 yeses, 11 noes.
Someone else passed.
Janine, there were 2 other passes.
Mansour passed. Mansour passed.
No.
And Munsur Sabah?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's 9 yeses, 12 noes. Madam Chair, do you want to vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, so 10 yeses, 12 noes.
Okay, so the motion fails, so we'll go back to the stack. Mr. Reyes, can you pick up where we left off?
Yes, Beth Van Guten. Michael,
yeah.
Paulina, Jan, and Eric.
This is Beth.
Go ahead, Beth, 90 seconds.
I agree that there are problems with the bylaws as they are. They need to be reviewed, revised, updated. That's why I signed up for our KPFK Governance Committee and for the PNB Governance Committee where this work is done. I put a lot of work into this. I have training in the nonprofit training in bylaws assessment and bylaws revision and bylaws functionality, and that's where I put my knowledge to work. I think we should let that process work.
How much do you need?
I think these ad hoc, one-off power plays don't do us service. It does not serve our greater purpose. And I think that we need to raise the threshold so that we're not thrown so frequently into these power struggles that it pretty much derailed the rest of our agenda for months at a time. So I'm going to vote in favor of these motions, and I hope others will too. I don't appreciate the attempt to silence debate just before I was going to speak, so I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak. That's why we have meetings. Otherwise, we could just mail it in. Thank you.
Chair, Michael Novick.
Thank you. Mr. Novick?
Yeah, you know, in general, I support democracy at Pacifica, and I would be in favor of lower thresholds for things. I oppose the amendment to require payment of the cost of the thing. On that grounds, but I think that there is actually a fairly concerted faction within Pacifica that has basically intentionally sought to bankrupt Pacifica as part of their strategy for cutting it apart and chopping up the pieces for the benefit of one or another station. And I think that there need to be obstacles put up to that. I think that we can almost guarantee that a low threshold or bylaws amendments will mean bylaws amendments coming up the same way by a petition of just a few hundred voters who are not even made clear in what they're voting or proposing. They're just asked to say, oh, yes, put it on the ballot so we can have a democratic choice. So I think that raising the threshold to 5% is not an onerous barrier, but it makes it much more serious effort required and alerts people to how grave the question of having such a bylaws referendum is in terms of its cost. And I support the amendment on that basis.
Thank you, Mr. Novick.
Polina Vasilia, Chair.
I'm sorry, who's next?
Polina Vasilia, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Vasilia?
I'll be brief. Excuse me. What I just heard from Beth and Michael, I support wholeheartedly. I will vote in favor of all three of the bylaws amendments, and it's not about subverting or limiting democracy, but rather limiting the possibility that if an institution that's been hard hit can actually maintain this democracy, and we at this time, I believe we need to do everything possible to make sure that we're not sabotaged again. Thank you.
Chair, Ms. Jan Goodman.
Thank you, Ms. Goodman.
Yes. First of all, we've had a lot of people saying, you know, hey, the last bylaws failed, and therefore, we can't have another bylaws. The last bylaws failed because they were bad. And, that doesn't mean that some future bylaws might be good. And then we've had people say, what if we had, one person say the sky is falling and another person say the sky is not falling and we'd have to vote for both of them at the same time. That's what democracy is for, is to you would actually be able to get a decision about something. Basically what I'm hearing is the people who are opposed to this don't want to do it because they are presupposing a particular kind of a bylaw proposal that they don't want. And it's very and it's very anti-democratic because it's not saying, you know, addressing the issue of, you know, the high bar that is being set, which is going to block people from proposing things. And we also have the issue of doing it through governance. And as Eric Jacobson said the last time around, like, who would give up power? That would be a ridiculous thing. And so we have the, you know, the statement that we'll just do it with the people who are in power now. They are going to be the ones who are going to make the decision about how to change it. And the real issue is, you know, whether or not we are going to allow our structure to change with input from real people who have to gather real signatures. And I think 3% would be fine, but 5%.
Chair,
Thank you, Mr.
Chair, Brother Eric Jacobson.
Mr. Jacobson, 90 seconds.
Yes, I entirely agree with Beth. You know, Jan's statement just now actually is kind of a little bit of a disrespectful toward Beth, for example, and others of us who ran for the board in the belief that we had something to contribute to the Pacifica governance process. We were in earnest about it, and Beth has now participated in a process by which she vetted, along with her colleagues on the PNB Governance Committee, the proposals we're about to consider, and she endorses them, and we need to have some respect for the process that we've all participated in. We're all here based on a vote of the members for us during a competitive process in which our credentials were put out to the members, and they voted us in, and now we're being told, no, we have to have a completely independent process as the first order of the day to change the bylaws. Why not take this objection to 5% back to the PNB Governance Committee? Beth will give it a good listen. She's already said so, Jan. Let her run with that at the PNB Governance Committee, see if it can be modified. Now, if it turns out it either can't be or there's an effort made to use the 5% and it's unsuccessful, then that's new empirical evidence. Give the process a chance, but not just turn this down and go back to 1%, which is, I think there's some almost universal agreement, is too low because it makes it too easy in the era of email.
Time.
So I implore my fellow members to vote for these bylaws amendments, including
Chair.
The 5%.
Time.
Thank you.
Point of information, Chair. This is Lauren.
Go ahead, Mr. Ryan.
So as the chair of the PNB Governance Committee, we did vet all these bylaws. We did not agree with one of them, and neither did the PNB. We did not agree that it should cost a member a filing fee. So I think that's the compromise, and I think that's the best we can do at this point. No need to go back to the Governance Committee because it was already vetted thoroughly by all of us. And, of course, our partisan lines, there was agreement on these three bylaws moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you for the response.
Point of information. Point of information.
Ms. Goodman.
I would like to ask if I just heard from Mr. Reyes that this 5% was agreed across partisan lines. What the actual vote was. Was it like a vast majority? Or was it like 8 to 15?
Jan Goodman?
12.
All of those votes, if I could just respond. All of those votes.
I really don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
Real quick. All of those votes were submitted in my PNB Governance Committee report. To all directors, which you are one, and you got a copy of them, so you may have to dig them up. But they were all agreed.
It passed, but not across partisan lines.
So obviously,
there's
some disagreement.
Okay, thank you.
Obviously, there's some disagreement on what happened on the PNB committee. But you know, we appreciate hearing both sides and different perspectives. For the most part, it's my personal opinion that most of us have probably already made up our minds of how we're going to vote. But, you know, we just held a vote as a body to dispense with the stack, so let us continue to do that. Mr. Reyes, who's left on stack?
Sorry, Chair, I was muted. No worries. Have the stack, Chair.
That's the end of the stack?
We have exhausted it. Yes, Chair.
Excellent. Thank you. I'd like to just give a brief moment to Mr. Fields. The GM is, I think, still on the line with us, and he's obviously waiting for the time to give the GM report. However, we are about to take the vote. So, Aniel,
yeah.
Is still...
Point of order, Chair.
Yeah, I'm here.
I appreciate you recognizing Mr. Fields, but Mr. Fields is not part of this discussion, and he is not on the agenda at this time, so that will be not in order.
I concur.
All right. Okay, so if that's not allowed, then I apologize. I was hoping to just include him in the discussion a little bit, but if it's out of order, then I suppose my hands are tied. So then we do have to go to the vote, and then immediately after the vote, we'll hear from Mr. Fields anyway. Okay, so I think probably the best way, assuming everyone is familiar with 1, 2, and 3, you have them in your email if you want to take a final glance at them. And then I think I'll ask the secretary to go one by one, and we'll go all three. So if she calls Michelle Manos, she'll call Michelle Manos Amendment 1, I'll vote. Michelle Manos Amendment 2, I'll vote. Michelle Manos Amendment 3, and I'll vote. Does that sound agreeable?
Yeah. Madam Chair, this is Michael Adler. Could I ask, is there any objection to items 1 and 2?
I mean, I agree with that as a way to save time. So why don't we go ahead and do it that way once we proceed with the vote. So, Madam Secretary, are you prepared to take the vote?
Yes, I am. I'm taking a vote for bylaws amendment number 3 because 1 and 2 is unanimous.
That's a good point that Mr. Adler raised. So I'm going to go ahead and ask. Are there, unfortunately, this is my fault, I don't have the text in front of me, but is there any objection to amendment number 1, which I believe is the one that deals with adding ink to the name?
Chair, point of order.
Ms. Basilio?
This is Paulina. Yes, because the ratifying the bylaws requires a majority of all members of the body. So as Grace Aaron was pointing out, we need 13 votes. I don't know if it's necessary in this case, perhaps, to take a roll call vote just to make sure that we do have the numbers, right, of all those voting right now. If I'm incorrect, please correct me, but I think that might be more proper procedure-wise. I would
not.
My response is that I believe that because we already took roll for the delegate assembly, then it is presumed that these are the people who are voting. Now,
I have a point of order, Chair.
Oh, no.
Mr. Reyes?
Yes, my point of order is that if it's with acclamation or without objection, that reflects the form of the body. Now, for the third amendment, you can have a roll call vote because that's more contentious. So if
right.
there's no objection, then that will be in order, Chair.
That's what I was asking. That's
Eric,
where we started this, you know, sort of tangent that we're on right now. I was asking if there are any objections to amendment number 1. To answer Ms. Vasiliev's question, I believe that we, you know, dispensed with the issue of quorum when we took the delegates assembly roll call.
Sorry to interrupt.
There's not an open stack. There's not an open stack right now.
Jan Goodman.
Point of order. Point of order. Eric.
Okay. Point of order. Is this Mr. Jacobson?
Yes, if necessary, I'd like to call the order of the day. And so far as I don't want there to be any doubt that this was done with the requisite 13 votes. I'm hoping for all three, but for certain the two that are not controversial. We just need to record the roll call so that there is no doubt whatsoever that we've followed the exact protocol. These are very important matters, and we don't want to mess with, you know, any other procedure. It takes an extra, you know, minute and a half per amendment. And I say, let's do it, as Jim will back me up. Sometimes in law, you have to put a belt on and suspenders. And let's do it that way by the formality of taking it'll be unanimous, it looks like, for the one and two. It'll take 60 to 90 seconds each. I say, let's do it that way. Thank you.
I agree.
Jan Goodman, I agree.
Okay. Barbara,
I call for a roll call vote.
Okay. I was gonna just ask if there was any objections. I prefer to do it that way, but it sounds like there's
roll call vote.
Fella, please.
No time to be missed, and you wouldn't vote.
Yes, agree.
I agree.
So,
let's just vote. I agree with withdraw my suggestion.
Okay, thank you. So I don't need any more people to agree because I've already decided that we're going to go ahead with what seems to be group support for a roll call vote. So, Madam Secretary, thank you for your patience. Would you please
Madam
take
Chair,
us through the roll
Madam
call
Chair,
vote?
Would like to be recognized.
Oh, my goodness.
No. My battery's dying, and if you don't mind, I cast my vote. I don't want to miss it if my phone's going to die. I don't have a charger with me. I'm working.
I'm okay with moving Mansoor to the top of the roll call vote. Madam Secretary, can you please take us through the way that I, you know, modeled earlier, call the name, and then individually 1, 2, and 3?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mansoor Sabah, Bylaws Amendment 1.
Mansoor?
Yes.
Vote, Mansoor.
Vote.
I am voting. I don't know why you're not hearing me.
No, I'm just...
Do it again, Mansoor. We didn't hear
you. Okay, no, please, nobody besides the secretary and the person voting, please.
Mansoor Sabah, Bylaws Amendment 2?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 3?
No.
Okay, thank you. Grace
thank
Aaron,
you.
Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 2?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 3?
Yes.
Ken Aaron, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
2?
Yes.
3?
Yes.
Michael Adler, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
2?
Yes.
3?
Yes.
Ellen Beek, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 2?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 3?
No.
Fred Blair, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes, and all 3.
Thank you. Sandy Child, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Number 2?
Yes.
Number 3?
No.
Bella DeSoto, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes to all.
Thank you. Jan Goodman, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Number 2?
Yes.
And number 3?
No.
Beth Van Guten, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes on all 3.
Thank you. Eric C. Jacobson, Bylaws Amendment 1? Oh. Eric C. Jacobson?
You're muted, Eric.
Yes.
Number 2?
Yes.
Number 3?
Yes.
Thank you. Avelia Jones, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Number 2?
Yes.
Number
3? No.
Ali Lexa is not present. I don't know whether someone's getting him on the phone. Barbara Marbach, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
Bylaws 2?
Yes.
3?
No.
Michelle, sorry, Michael Novick, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes to all three.
Thank you. James Osborne, are you still on?
Yes.
Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
2?
Yes.
3?
No.
Lydia Ponce, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes on all three.
Thank you. Lauren Freyas, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Secretary, yes on all three.
Thank you. Paul Roberson, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes on all three.
Thank you. Oscar Ulloa, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes on all three.
Thank you. Paulina Vasilias, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes on all three.
Thank you. Harvey Wasserman, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes, yes, and no.
Thank you. And I think Ali Lexa, is he available to vote?
Is he anyone... says he's not right now.
Did you text
he's not
him?
Available.
Yeah, he said he's not available right this minute. He can't make a call. He must be in the middle of the funeral.
Okay. Madam Chair, I've got the results. Should I read them before asking you for your vote, or?
I'm comfortable voting.
Okay. Michelle Manos, Bylaws Amendment 1?
Yes.
2?
Yes.
3?
Yes.
Okay. So it's unanimous.
Excuse
yes,
me. I have a text from Ali Lexa. He would like to vote by text or email. Can we accept that? He can email directly to the...
I think we decided earlier that we're not at this time going to set that precedent of voting by text. I don't think that we have done that in the past, and so...
Chair, this is Lawrence with a point of information.
Go ahead, Mr. Reyes.
Chair, we have done that in the past. We've had P&B director selections where some members weren't available to vote, and we did allow email or text with the teller confirming that it was the person. So maybe they should text it to Janine. I'm not opposed to Ali Lexa voting. He's going through a very difficult time, and I think we should accept his vote with a text or email.
Point of order.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. I'm thinking. If we have a precedent of doing that at the P&B, then I'm comfortable accepting his vote via text as long as it can be confirmed by at least one other member. So,
no, correction, Chair. It's been at the other three meetings where we have done that.
Right, correct. Okay.
The responses have been sent to John P. Gary when he was the teller.
Correct.
So I think I think it will be appropriate if Ali Lexa can send his vote to the secretary.
Yeah.
So can we get that done in the next 30 seconds or so?
Okay, I'm texting him right now.
And again, I just want to, you know, make sure that everyone is aware that one of the reasons that this is possible is because he was present for roll call and did participate in, you know, the beginning portion of the meeting. And I think it's important to remember that for when this comes up again in the future, because, you know, we want to make sure that if someone has made a good faith effort to participate and they were present for roll call, that, you know, as we move into the digital age and now with the coronavirus and having to do things digitally, you know, we want to have fair processes that make sense.
So
thank
Ali
you, everybody.
Ali has voted via email to both you and I, the chair and myself. So
okay, let me look at that. Let's see. Yes on the first two and no on the third. Okay. Go ahead, Secretary, and announce the results.
So there were 23 votes, and so bylaws 1 was unanimous, so was 2, and then bylaws 3 was 14 yes and 9 no.
And it needed two-thirds?
No, I needed a simple majority, 13.
Oh, simple. So, okay.
A simple majority of the entire LSB, whether people are absent or present. So it's not
okay,
a majority
so it sounds
of
like
those
it passes.
Present in voting. Yes, it passes.
Okay. Okay. So let me go back to our agenda. So the motion passes, and so we appreciate everybody's effort. Appreciate the Secretary for conducting the vote, and Grace and the directors for all your work on this. Thank you.
So all passed, yes?
Yes, all three passed, two without objection.
Great.
Thank you. Okay, so we are going to close the Delegates' Assembly and go back into our general meeting.